Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Councillors in Kerry are seeking an urgent meeting with the chief executive of the HSE and the health minister, Stephen Donnelly, amid fears the Kerry child mental health scandal is worse than initially thought. Earlier this week, Drive Time revealed how the HSE will examine the care received by five siblings who were all prescribed heavy antipsychotic medication for several years. Our reporter, Barry Lenehan, has more on this and he joins me now. Barry, your report on Wednesday provoked a very strong reaction, to say the least.
And this was Maura's story. She lives in North Kerry and five of her children are caught up in this. They're members of the travelling community and since 2011 all children have been treated by the same doctor in North Kerry CAMHS. The HSE has already apologised for substandard care provided to patients of this doctor who wasn't at the centre of last year's Maskey review in South Kerry. And Maura's children, all five of them, were diagnosed with ADHD, Tourette's syndrome and obsessive compulsive disorder, all three diagnoses, and the doctor at North Kerry CAMHS prescribed all the children a simultaneous mix of the heavy antipsychotic risperidone as well as different antidepressants and ADHD medication. Maura's eldest son was on risperidone for 12 years. Her daughter was ordered off all her medication last March, but then her file went missing. It's still missing this evening. And the HSE is to review the treatment the family received. And some of what we heard from Maura on Wednesday was voiced by a colleague.
My oldest son would have presented to hospital on two occasions with chest pain. He also had lumps in his breast and had to attend a breast unit. He was producing breast milk while on the risperidone. One of my sons ended up having bulimia. He still have it today. Another son also on the risperidone for years. He's been diagnosed with Tremor's disease. And the other fella then, he was into boxing. A great talent. But he was missing all the punches in the ring because he was so drowsy on the drugs. He gave it up. They never had no quality of life. I need to get to the bottom of it. Not only for my own children, but I need to get to the bottom of it for the rest of the community. There's a large volume of travelling children caught up in this.
What about the reaction to this story, Barry?
Those who work with the travelling community in Kerry told me this family story was both serious and distressing, but many traveller children in the county had found themselves caught up in the scandal and this may affect trust in the services in the future.
What else now can you tell us about developments here?
Yeah, and the Maskey review into South Kerry CAMHS last year found how significant harm was caused to at least 46 children after they were prescribed dangerously excessive doses of medication by a junior doctor. In January, the HSE confirmed there were concerns about the prescribing and professional practices of a second doctor and ordered a similar major review into North Kerry CAMHS, a different service. However, the HSE has been unable to appoint someone to lead this review as of yet, so it hasn't started. And Maura's family solicitor, Keith Rowles, says more urgent action is needed.
We're instructed by over five families now who have a number of their children involved in this who haven't been seen by the adult mental health services despite being assured of a referral. And unfortunately, they haven't been seen in 4 or 5 years and they're on that dangerous antipsychotic medication, no rationale or justification for same, and they're on it for 4 or 5 years without any monitoring at all. So very concerning.
In relation to North Kerry, you have been in touch with the HSE warning that the issues are perhaps more grave than initially feared. What have you been saying?
We've proposed a meeting so we can discuss our concerns with the HSE. We're in a very unique position here, I feel, due to the fact that we're instructed by nearly 300 families due to the treatment they've received in CAMHS. And we've put ourselves out there. We've asked for a meeting to take place and unfortunately they've chosen not to engage with us.
And as you say, the state of affairs seems to be notably worse than what transpired as documented in the Maskey review.
Yeah, and that's not something that we'd say lightly considering the ramifications of what has transpired in South Kerry, but from the instructions we're receiving, it's very alarming. And as of yet, the look back review hasn't commenced into North Kerry, which is very alarming. I guess families are just in a state of limbo. I believe the look back review was meant to be completed in May. I don't know, is that still possible? Hopefully they'll find a consultant to come on board who will assess these files in great detail to in a similar light that Mr. Maskey assessed the South Kerry file. files.
Well, those families who don't have open files with North Kerry, could they get any answers soon, the way things are going?
I don't think they can get answers soon, Barry. Again, this has been raised by our offices to the HSC. There is a considerable amount of families out no longer in the service and have very legitimate concerns in relation to the treatment their loved ones have received. But as of yet, they haven't been given any final answers in relation to how or when their files may be reviewed.
Is this matter being treated with enough urgency, do you feel?
From our own perspective, I don't believe it is, and we've relayed this to the HSE. Again, they haven't addressed this, and they said that they'll be looking further, deeper into it when they commence their look-back review, but when that commences, we're not sure when it's going to happen, certainly causing further distress and concern.
Correspondence is going awry as well, isn't it? Correspondence not being sent to the correct households.
That's correct. Look, it's obviously a very sensitive issue. No family wants anybody else to know about what their child is enduring. Correspondence has been sent to the wrong address on a number of occasions. This adds a significant insult to an already terrible injury. So, look, families are very upset.
That's Solicitor Keith Rose there. Aside from the HSE, who else might investigate the Kerry child mental health scandal, Barry?
According to correspondence I've seen, the Medical Council is investigating a complaint against a doctor who worked in North Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services. The complaint is from one of the doctor's former patients and centres around their prescribing practices. The Council's Preliminary Proceedings Committee is currently considering this complaint, and if serious failings are identified, it may initiate a fitness to practice inquiry.
What about the families who received apologies last year? You might remember that Taoiseach Micheál Martin promised those families compensation and supports at the time. So what happened since then?
Yeah, the Kerry CAMHS Family Support Group says they're still having difficulties accessing supports for their children over a year later as they deal with continuing side effects from the medication. Some are also having difficulties accessing the compensation scheme. And families, they met Minister for Mental Health Mary Butler almost a year to the day since that happened in Leinster House, but says they've had no engagement from government since. And councillors in Kerry, they recently passed a motion calling for an emergency meeting with the HSC and government, and Michael Cahill is a Fianna Fáil councillor.
I moved an emergency motion calling, you know, for an emergency meeting with the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, and the new CEO of the Health Service Executive, Bernard Gloucester, and the Minister of State at the Department of Health with special responsibility for mental health, Mary Butler, you know, to address what I would call the biggest scandal of my lifetime, certainly. I have put on pressure in regards to this meeting. I've spoken to our own Minister, Norma Foley.
And that's Fianna Fáil councillor in Kerry, Michael Cahill. Any other statements on this evening, Mary?
The HSE says it's still finalising arrangements for the appointment of the lead for the North Kerry look-back review, while Angorda Síochána says this evening it's still examining complaints from parents of affected children.
OK, so watch this space. Míle Buíochas Leat, Barry Lenehan.